Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you for joining us today. So happy to be here with you. So happy. Remember Wednesday. So we're not at Chickie's today, but we will be there on Wednesday, the Chickies in South Philly, for Birds at the Bye. The morning show will be there. Midday show will be there. We'll be there. And then the rumor is Go Birds Evenings also there.
ESPN.
Ooh. ESPN will be there as well. Ooh. So big day over at Chickies. It all benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation. Do a little round the leg right now. Brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your tire. United Tire and Service. Go to unitedtire.com. That is unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. A lot of stuff happening yesterday. A little easier to pay attention when the Birds aren't playing. First of all, last night, Jaden Daniels. So, Seahawks crushed the Commanders. But when we were talking about the other teams in the NFC, we did not mention the Seahawks.
Did not mention the Seahawks.
Sam Darnold, who has played his way into, you know,
MVP conversation.
Four touchdown passes last night.
Dude, his first half was one of the best halves of quarterbacking I've ever seen.
Dude, well, let me tell you. That Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Dude, yep. He is unreal.
He is smooth. I didn't realize at Ohio State, he didn't even look like the best receiver of the group.
Because Marvin was there?
Yeah, and Olave was there.
All right, right.
He gets it. He's a $130 to a $150 every single, every week.
He looks so smooth catching the football. Yeah, that Seahawks team is going to be a problem.
And the Jaden Daniels thing. So I'm upstairs. Yeah. Game's basically over. I'm upstairs folding laundry. And I hear it.
Nice.
Yeah, well, you know, I hear it. And
you hear what? The dislocation?
Well, I hear them talking about it.
Yeah.
And I peek down to the TV, and I see Zach Ertz, like, crying.
Yeah.
And I say to myself, I am not looking at this injury.
Right.
And I'm scrolling on the internet, and I see it. That is bad. I mean,
dislocations are the worst, man.
I didn't read. Do they project that he'll be okay eventually?
Yeah, but the good thing is it's his non-throwing hand, non-throwing arm.
Okay.
Supposed to have tests today.
Okay.
But it look when it's bent like that. Oh. Yeah, that's the it like the Tyreek Hill injury earlier this year.
Wouldn't look.
Scatabu, another one. Yes.
Yeah. Wouldn't look. Packers, we mentioned this earlier.
By the way.
Yes.
Dan Campbell. Dan Quinn.
Yeah.
I'm not going to kill you for having Jaden Daniels in the game. I will kill whoever your offensive coordinator is. What's his name?
Kingsbury.
For running RPOs. There's no way Jaden Daniels should be running down 31.
Yeah, at that point in the game.
Yeah, if you want to keep him there, throw the ball or hand it off, that's fine. And that's questionable itself. You damn sure shouldn't be running RPOs with him.
Yeah, Dan Quinn just apologized for it. Like he said he didn't even think about it. But he's like, I don't know why I didn't take him out.
Dable does the same thing with Dart at the end of games. They're getting murdered.
He did it yesterday, too.
Yes, they're getting murdered.
He's running QB draws.
Yeah, and they ask him about it, and he's like, well, we were only down. And, dude, you're getting fired. You're getting fired.
Yeah, you're going to get his shoulder separated or something, yes.
You're going to get fired. It's over. We mentioned this earlier, Packers lose to the Panthers. Mm. I blame the Packers' helmets, which were the ugliest.
You didn't like those?
The fake leather helmets?
Yeah.
No.
I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
When I saw him on Twitter, I was like, you got to be kidding me. What is this?
Yeah.
And then when I saw him in the game, I was like, because obviously you can't wear leather helmets right now.
No.
But to paint that on the helmet, I thought it looked okay.
Oh, I was not into it.
The Packers have some of the worst throwback uniforms.
The worst. The worst. And they're so muddy looking yesterday. Yeah. They're just so brown. And gross.
Brown and blue.
Yeah, who thinks that's a good idea? So they lose to the Panthers. Bills beat the Chiefs, which, you know, I heard our buddy Perloff say in his Infinity Sports Minute. I didn't realize the Bills are 5-0 against the Chiefs in the regular season and 0-4 in the playoffs. It was a good performance from the Bills, and I think everybody expected the Chiefs just to run over everyone for the rest of the year after they got it together. But Bills are still a real team.
The Bills are still hungry. They know it. They needed to get that win just in case some sort of tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
When they face each other in January, they know it's the real deal, though. But
They want that game in Buffalo, too.
I still think it's the Bills coming out of the AFC.
Really?
I do. I don't know. You know, Kansas City looks better, but I just think the Bills.
Well, and
a little momentum out of the Colts yesterday as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they're going to lose a game.
They're going to lose again. And like I was saying last week, if we're in the playoffs and I got to pick Josh Allen or Daniel Jones, I'm going Josh Allen. Patrick Mahomes or Daniel Jones, I'm going Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Even if it's in Indianapolis, it wouldn't matter to me.
Well, that's where the rubber meets the road on things like Sam Darnold, too.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to have to prove that.
He's got
to
win it in the postseason. Yep.
So big win for the Bills. Even though what's his name? The head coach from the Bills. What a coward move.
Sean McDermott,
3rd and 7. You got an MVP quarterback in there. You have a chance to ice the game by letting him throw for a first down. Instead, you run the clock down. You kick a field goal. You miss it. They're playing with fire.
Yeah.
That first Patrick Mahomes ball that he threw in the end zone.
Yeah.
First of all, that is a toss. That was close, man. That was close.
Yep.
We mentioned this earlier. Cam Little kicks a 68-yard field goal for the Jaguars. He kicked the 70-yard field goal in the preseason.
Yeah.
We're going to see a 70. Do you like the long field goals or do you not like the long field
goals? I'm okay with it. Hell, that's actually a real weapon. I mean, you know, you got these teams that go for it around the 50, or they may punt it if you're a real scared team. But by the way, I've watched enough football this year, and the Eagles have had sort of a quirky schedule. I can see it a lot more. Nobody punts anymore.
No.
Hey, now the whole league is going for it.
All the time.
Yeah. You got to be before your own 30 and more than 8 to punt at this point.
Everybody's going for it now.
And a lot of tush pushes yesterday.
I did see a lot of touch pushes yesterday.
Buffalo just sucks at it.
Yeah.
They don't do the same thing we do.
He's got to get lower.
Yeah, a message
seriously.
To the a message.
What are you so tall for? Get down.
It's a message to the league. The key to the tush push, though the push helps, it's really the way that the offensive line lines up, the fact that they all go low. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen is almost completely upright when he's getting pushed.
Yeah.
He looks like when Kenny Pickett did it.
That second one. I was like, dude, bend your knees or something. Yeah. Like,
you got to want it. Simple as that.
Is that what Jalen does?
Get talking in there.
Brian Daboll looks like a dead man walking after his. I don't know who the reporter was. They asked him if he had tears in his eyes when he walked up to the podium. And he said, me? Do I? Yeah, you look like you're crying.
That's pretty cutthroat.
Yeah. And then quick MVP odds check-in.
What you got?
Josh Allen, the favorite, at +180. Then Patrick Mahomes at +350.
Okay.
Drake May at +425.
Okay.
Who I'm putting on fraud watch. Matthew Stafford, +550.
Mm.
I know I've said I like Stafford before. The no-look Stafford bullets are...
Every week.
Those are cool, man.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
It's like every week, every time I see the Rams play, he's throwing another no-look pass across the middle.
Yeah, it's a no-look pass across the middle, and he throws about 25 or 30 yards.
Oh, 20 yards downfield. Yeah. Yes, easily.
So Stafford +550. Baker down to +1,600. Darnold +2,000.
Wow.
Lamar Jackson +2,200. Justin Herbert.
Lamar just got back.
Justin Herbert +2,200.
Where's Jalen?
Also +2,200. And then Daniel Jones +2,500. And Jonathan Taylor +2,800. Jared Goff and Jordan Love in there as well.
This is the run. By the way, get in on those Jalen Hurts odds now. because this is the run.
We should have bet it now rather than betting a preseason. Yeah, it got worse odds
now
betting
the odds
a preseason.
Are much better.
Yeah.
But if
actually,
he
can, I might do that.
Yeah, if he can get through this month, if he can get through this month, 4-0, you're talking about the Packers, the Lions, the Cowboys, and Chicago, who also won a crazy game yesterday. I mean, that certainly would increase his MVP odds.
Yeah. Now, there are...
He's got to start putting games together, though. He doesn't... The problem with him was the first four or five games of the year, it wasn't really MVP worthy.
Yeah, I think... I don't think it's the... not everybody ahead of him, I think, is a concern. I don't think the Bucs are going to win enough games. Darnold, I don't think they're going to give it to. It's really getting above Josh Allen and Mahomes.
And
Josh Allen's probably going to have to slip, too, a little bit to not get it.
Yep.
Both those guys are going to have to slip a little bit. All right,
215-592-9494.
Furry Bruce, you're on WIP. What's up, Furry Bruce?
Good afternoon. Spike and let me get you the squirrely Spike and Jackie baseball.
Bruce.
There you go.
It's a good bet.
Hey, look, no, I called you. I didn't say everybody else's furry names because what are you scared of, man? You being squirrely about the Eagles, man? Come on, you.
You mean Spike? Spike's being squirrely about the Eagles.
Yeah,
Ike's hand hasn't moved.
Ike is apparently rolling.
How? Bruce, you listen and call a show every day.
Names rhyme.
Yeah,
they rhyme.
I mean, come on.
I'm not scared, man. I just don't see them. I don't see them a level above the other good teams. I think
such
they could
a hater.
Be there. I'm not being a hater.
Okay.
Three weeks. Ask me again in 3 weeks.
I was going to say the same thing. I said, I see your concerns, but I think in 3 weeks, but those three games right there, we've only got one more, I think, really significant game. I think it's Buffalo after that. Well, no, 4 weeks is Chicago, which seems to be kind of back on the uptick. But, those three games, I think you'll be okay. You'll be good.
I hope so. I mean, it really is the Green Bay, Detroit, and even Dallas. You know, we're playing in Dallas.
Which won't be easy, and you've already beaten them once.
Yeah, we don't play well in Dallas. So.
And they're still fighting for their playoff lives.
Well, didn't they hang 40 on them last year? It was like 30-something.
Saquon went off.
That was last year. Yeah. Saquon didn't even play the fourth quarter.
It cost them the rushing title.
Yeah, we destroyed them, so I ain't worried about them. But I really love the pickups that Howie did, and then the takes. I don't remember the gentleman that talked about his history down in Miami. I think it's a reassurance thing. And see, here's the other part of that equation about picking him up is that BG. Not only is he going to be plugged in with Vanio, but you know, with BG coming back, oh man, let me tell you, it's going to be a beautiful thing. He's gonna be schooled. By some people, and I think the defensive line is going to be a lot stronger. We're going to generate a lot more sacks to take some pressure off the backfield and your cornerback. So I think we're going to see even a better defense. And on top of that, Tank Bigsby, I think, look, this guy, the way he runs those cutbacks, I think we got a legitimate 1-2 punch. I hope they play more because if they do, now we got a bona fide running game on top of that. That's going to be able to handle the tougher part of the schedule. So
I guarantee they ain't going to play him less. He's after that game he had against the Giants, he's probably earned at least
5-6
8-10 carries somewhere.
Oh,
8-10, there.
You think so?
Not really, but
okay.
Yeah. 5-8.
I mean
5-8.
Yeah, we'll see what we got. But you know, I'm pretty optimistic about that.
Mm-hmm.
So on to this cover song thing.
Yeah.
Look, my pick is a classic. It's by Tears for Fears. Everybody Rules the World, man. That is one for the ages right there.
Everybody wants to rule the world. Tears for Fears.
Wants to rule the world.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that.
No. Just kidding. Oh, that's a tune. That is.
Have
a
I heard
tune.
That one?
Thank you for. Maybe that was 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tears for Fears.
Yeah, it was all over MTV. It was a lot of MTV.
I probably heard it.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. CJ in Texas. You're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
What's up, fellas? What's up? What's up?
What's up, CJ?
So, not much. Jack, how you going to be the baseball guy and go to sleep at 12?
Nah, it was long. It was a long night. It was a long morning. Got two kids.
He went trick-or-treating yesterday before, right?
Now, yes. See, I'm glad you said it. Because that's the question. What happened for Halloween with you and this nasty candy, this mess that you was giving out?
We'll talk about it in the top five. But it was fine. It was fine.
You must have went and bought some candy. That was.
Not a buzz.
Yeah, I actually don't know the answer. So we've been told we have to wait till the top five of five to hear what happened with the candy.
I don't have much else in the top five.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Really? Yeah. If you live in Westchester, you know where Jack lives. There's still time to throw eggs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, so it's hilarious to hear when it comes to sports and everyone's takes, how quickly anyone could be a hypocrite, even though we'll say, like, hey, I'm just taking the information that's out there. Like, Spike, I hear you talking about the 76ers GM. You're like, hey, man, he's a bona fide Hall of Famer. He's won nothing. But he's the greatest. He's like one of the best GMs ever.
He is.
Howie.
He hasn't won nothing, though. He hasn't won nothing. He's had one losing season in like two decades of being a general manager.
Yeah, but I mean, it's basketball.
Yeah, throw a parade.
He would like to, but you know, the NBA is, this is just a fact. It's harder to win a championship in the NBA than it is in the NFL.
Oh, here we go.
It's just true.
Well, baseball's the hardest.
Baseball's not the hardest.
215.
It's not. You need one of the five best players in the NBA to win a championship. It's just it's a fact. There's maybe two or three times when that hasn't happened. And you have to get one of those guys and just hope that guy, you build the right team around him. I would make the argument that in Houston, he did a great job. They were the only team in the Western Conference to really go after the Warriors. He won 65 games. Mm-hmm. It's just James Harden's a loser.
Like, for example, CJ, Oklahoma City is probably winning the title again this year.
Yes.
But Oklahoma has a whole team, though.
Well, yes, but the issue is that you could be the greatest general manager in the world, and if you to get from point A to point B is just very, very, very hard. I'm not denying that none of Maury's teams have won a championship. I'm not denying that. But there is a difference between the sports. And it's just the other thing in the NFL that makes it a little bit easier is that the contracts are just easier to get out of.
That's probably the biggest thing. Yeah. That's probably the biggest reason why you can do it.
Yeah, you can manipulate the cap in a way that you can't in the NBA. You can cut guys, which you can't in the NBA. It's harder. Howie's great at his job, but also Daryl Morey is also great at his job too. And to say that Howie, he's not perfect.
I'm not saying he's perfect, but he's better at his job because
I don't know that.
Well, you do know that. Well, he's better than
that. He traded for James Harden.
Yeah, but here the point is that there are only so many players that you can get. Like he didn't draft Ben Simmons, he didn't draft Joel, he didn't sign Al Horford, he didn't sign Tobias Harris. These were all things that he inherited. You do what you can do.
Man, I didn't call to talk about that.
All right.
You got him going on a tangent.
He did draft Maxey, he did draft McCain, he did draft Edgecombe. Like, what are we talking about here?
I feel you, but I'm just saying it wasn't necessarily just you, it's just in sports.
Okay.
When you hear one thing, you be like, man, but then you hear the take on the other side. It's like you're kind of saying, about Howie, but then you talk about Maury, like, yeah.
But I didn't say about Howie. I think Howie is a great general manager, but also I think he is making...
When somebody said Hall of Fame, you was like,
Well, he's borderline Hall of Fame at this point.
Borderline.
But he'll probably be in the Hall of Fame. But
man,
but,
the way he turned off Carson's contract, that's Hall of Fame itself. You know what I'm saying?
But he also traded up to get Carson.
And guess what? It helped us get a Super Bowl.
Okay. All right.
But it didn't do that for Maury in Houston, though, did it? When he brought in James Harden, chucking up 700 free throws a game. I'm messing up. Now, I'm going to help you out.
Yeah.
Because nobody seems like in the delegation is able to pull out what's the name of it?
Cover song.
It's a cover song. Yes. I got two. Now, I'm hoping you know these songs.
Okay.
One of them is Troop. All I do is think of you.
Of course.
I didn't know it was a cover song off of Michael Jackson and Jackson 5 Forever. I did not know that until I heard it. I was like, man, what is this?
Oh, see, I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There you go.
My wife used to play it. The other one is, it's been made three times. One is by Function. The other one is by is Drew Hill and then Bruno Mars, Love Train. All three of them sung it. All three on
Oh, yeah, songs. Yeah. Now, that is a cover song, yeah.
I don't remember Drew Hill doing that song.
Man, go back. Hey, Drew Hill.
Well, I don't remember them doing it, but I remember Drew Hill, but I don't remember them doing that.
Yeah.
Go look up Drew Hill. I know you like R&B. I know you like rap.
I know who Drew Hill is. I just don't remember them doing that song.
Listen, don't get back into a corner because he brought Maury. All right? We're having a good, fun show today. All right?
I'm having a good time. I'm just saying I know Drew Hill.
No, we all know it's a change. We all see it.
I have to know this. Are you an R&B guy? I know
yes. 90s R&B. Yes.
Hey, will you go look up this review?
Okay.
You'll love it.
All right, CJ.
All right, fellas.
All right, CJ.
Just saying.
Way to step in there, Fritz.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. Come on, man.
I'm having a good time.
No, we're all having a good time. All right. Moore's a Hall of Famer.
They're going to trade Bryce.
He's the best.
They're going to trade Bryce.
Yeah, they're going to trade Embiid.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
I'm okay with it. Embiid's had a better career than Bryce. 215-592. 94.
He's a better player.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he didn't get, you know, when Bryce got traded, that everyone in D.C. was celebrating.
Well, no, he didn't get traded.
Or left as a free agent. Everyone celebrated. They went and won a World Series.
I know. People forget that.
Yeah, they do. All right. 215-592-9494.
See how quickly things change?
Yeah. Well, having a good time.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, having a great time. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you know the song Faith by Limp Bizkit? 64% say yes.
Nice.
There we go.
Congratulations, Spike.
There we go. Still smarting. I told Ike during the break that our last caller thought I didn't know who Drew Hill was.
I know.
It made me mad.
Yeah, I could tell.
I couldn't get it into his head.
Right.
Yes.
You wanted to make sure that he knew that you knew.
Yes.
Drew Hill.
Yes.
And that's not Lauryn Hill.
No. It is Drew Hill.
It's Drew Hill.
Cisco was in Drew Hill.
Oh, it's a band.
Drew Hill's a group.
Yes. All right. Yes. One day at a time.
Yep. Yes. There you go.
We don't do bands.
No. Well.
We? Is Boys in the Hood the Boys to Men? Is that a band?
No, they're a group.
See, now what's the difference?
I would say a band, the guys play instruments.
Yes.
Play instruments, yeah.
What?
Nothing. I know.
I was
thinking, that's what a band is. They play instruments.
Yes.
Right. But like Boys to Men.
Is not a band.
They just sing.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're like an a cappella group.
They're not. Now you're being stupid on purpose. You do know what a cappella means?
Yeah, it's the four guys.
No. You really don't. You don't know what it is, do you?
What's the one where it's the four guys?
No. No, acapella. That's a quartet.
Yes.
That's a quartet. So what's an a cappella?
You really don't know.
Is that when you sing with there's nothing in the background?
There you go.
All right. That's why I was giving you the jack face.
Yeah. What's the check?
Where it's just like lights on, no one's home.
Yes. It was deer in the headlights.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was trying to quartet.
Yeah, quartet. So Sixers win last night, go to 5-1 in Brooklyn.
Yes.
That Brooklyn team is the worst team I've seen play basketball. I watched every process team. That team sucks horribly. That said, going in there on a sleepy Sunday night, only 5.5-point favorites. I was terrified.
Yeah.
But, man.
That's the type of game you lose right there when you're not focused.
Ooh. And that Nets team, that coach, Jordy Fernandez, had them playing pretty hard last year. Not now. That team gave up beginning of the fourth quarter. But Sixers were cooking, man. They're cooking. Maxie cooking. Yeah. Kelly Oubre, 22 points in the first quarter.
I saw it.
And then I got terrified because he got hurt in the end of the third, but he's okay. He tweaked his ankle a little bit.
I saw your tweet. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a little scared.
I didn't even know the Sixers were playing yesterday until I'm on Twitter and I see people talking about the Sixers. I'm into that. I was still watching the games.
Chiefs.
Yeah, but I switched over to Sixers Nets.
Oubre is cooking a little too much.
Oh, no, he's cooking.
No, I know, but I had Maxi Betts. I had VJ Betts. And this guy goes for 22 in the first quarter. I was fuming.
Cooking.
Yeah.
But look at that team. 5-1. Yeah. Sixers 5-1.
And the Friday night game, that was a good fight.
Yeah, they were down 24.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, it was the first time I had to find him on Prime. I was trying to look up what channel they were on.
Same deal. I go to NBC Sports Philly, it's not there, and I think, okay, maybe it's an ESPN game. Go there. Can't find it in the listings anywhere.
And I'm so used to TNT. I know that I'll turn on TNT, but they're not even showing anything. I'm not used to NBC yet having basketball.
Well, yep. and when it's on Prime, I have Xfinity, so I just hit guide twice and go to sports, and I can find it that way. Mm-hmm. Can't find it there. So yeah. I finally found it. But yeah, they lost the Celtics game, but, you know, coming down from 24 down to be having a last second chance to win.
No problem with that.
Yeah. No.
I was more impressed with the comeback.
Yes,
absolutely. And getting a victory. Does yesterday's game count in the whole cup thing?
No, they're pretty screwed in the cup now because you lose that first game to Boston, assuming Boston's the other good team in the group. They might not make it out of the group now. Yeah, no.
Man, really?
Yeah.
Oh, what a bummer.
Yeah.
Parade's canceled. Before it started?
Still a chance, but you got to win that first game.
But that's not, yesterday's game doesn't count.
No, that was not an NBA Cup game.
Okay.
And then two games this week. They have the Bulls tomorrow. Bulls are 5-1. Mm-hmm. And then the Cavs Wednesday night.
Two good games.
Yeah. So the Embiid, guess would be, since he didn't play yesterday, guess would be he plays against the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
And then he plays.
Sits Cleveland
and then plays Saturday's game. I forget who they play Saturday. So
sounds good.
Nice little start for the Sixers. 5-1. 215-592-9494. Aaron in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
What up, fellas?
What's up?
What up, A?
Yo, so, Ike, would you consider Josie a boy band because the two brothers play instruments?
Devontae and Dalvin?
Yeah, they were, you know, they weren't the singers. They did the instruments.
No, you're right.
Is Jodeci a band?
That's a. I never thought of them as a band, but your point is right.
It's
they play instruments. Yeah.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, the two brothers. The two brothers. Yeah, they play.
No, you're right. Yep.
Instruments. Yep. Listen, don't it feel good to have a general manager, regardless of if the moves boom, that is willing to make the moves? Because you know, recently some of the midseason moves they've been a little ugly. You know, with the veteran players.
Yeah.
But it feels good that he's willing. He sees an issue that he created sometimes because he didn't have the foresight to say, you know what, maybe these corners aren't that good. And maybe we need a star pass rusher instead of just a collection of pass rushers. So he created that problem, but the willingness to try to correct his problem,
yes,
that's all we ask for as fans. Uh-huh. You know,
instead of doubling down on the original decision,
Double down on stupid. Because that's what kind of got him in trouble before, doubling down on stupid. And then, like, you know what? I'm a two-time Super Bowl winning GM because I can evolve with the time.
Yep.
And it's appreciated by me. I didn't even know we made this trade for Jalen Phillips because I don't know if you know. No, I get notifications all late. My son texted me, like, this is a great move. I'm like, what happened? He's like, oh, then he sent me a screenshot of, I'm like, oh, I had no idea. He sent me that, like, 15 minutes after the trade. I'm like, I'll take it. And I don't really know much about Jalen Phillips. Mm-hmm. I looked up his stats, you know, 8 sacks, 9, whatever. But what I read is that he's injury prone. So maybe that's a lot, the lack of his production.
Yeah.
So I'll take it. And, you know, I'm still holding out hope for Myles Garrett because he's a DN. He's not
I don't think
we might
well
give
Garrett.
Up on Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Unless we get him this offseason. So but, you don't give up on nothing.
Because I'm not real big on the Giants. Like 3 years ago?
Yeah, Jair Alexander. Yeah, I'm with you there. Yeah.
I wanted him, but I don't know. But it's just competition with Kelly Ringo and what's his name?
Adoree Jackson.
I don't even remember his name. He's going to be gone. So, like, it's just competition, and I'll take it.
Yep.
Because we were the best team, and no team that we're competing with have made moves and watching. And, you know, Ike said the Packers are looking forward to the game next Monday. They were. They were looking past the Panthers. They were,
yeah.
And the Panthers are a good team. They're a good team. So, but they were looking forward. And the Lions. Who the Lions lose to?
Yeah. Lions. Yep. Are the Lions 5-4 now?
No. Lions are 6 and have they had their bye week yet?
I don't think they have.
They're 5-3.
They're 5-3.
There okay. we go.
Yeah, and they just lost. So yeah, so I'm looking for those. I'm like, this is a great time to be an Eagles fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
to be an Eagles fan.
Absolutely.
I have no complaint.
Yeah,
I have no complaint. But Spike, you gonna find a way to complain about something?
No, I'm just
happy.
Yeah, yes,
I'm happy. I'm just pointing out. I'm just not sure that the trades all of a sudden and one good game against the Giants makes us the class of the NFC.
Yes.
We're right there. We're right there. And in 3 weeks, we'll be able to see where we are compared to a couple of those other really good teams. So we'll see.
Because no one stands out.
No.
And I'm rooting for the Chiefs not to make the playoffs. Yeah, because I hate the Chiefs now more than the Cowboys. So no team is standing out. You just got to be the best of the rest. No team is like above everybody this season. Isn't that no team?
Yeah, and the point you made at the beginning, absolutely true. Even if it was Howie's decision to do this, that, or the other, the fact that he's not doubling down and saying no, this is good enough. I promise you, it's good enough. Mm-hmm. Going out and getting guys, especially this year. I think the fact that there aren't any other, there's not a great team in the NFC makes you say to yourself, let's put some distance. This is when we're talking about Myles Garrett on Friday. Let's make sure we do everything we can to optimize this opportunity, because you see these injuries happening all over the NFL. You never know when that's going to happen to you. You never know when you're going to walk into a lost season or something. You have to take advantage of every opportunity you have. And I'm glad that we have young players, mm-hmm. but you never know. So they have a chance to win the Super Bowl this year, so go try to win it.
Right. And speaking of injuries, someone got to look into the Niners medical department.
Oh, my God.
It's like torn ACLs. But listen.
They lost Michael Williams.
Yeah, up there in that damn stadium. They were in MetLife yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, were
that
they?
Is where it was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just had no idea. Listen.
Yep. Something like that damn stadium. What's up? Go ahead.
I think the rest of the delegation that all, we just can't get nothing right. Like, we don't know what a cover is. We don't know what a sample is. Listen, a sample, they hear a song that they like, and they sample parts of it for their song. Diddy,
yes.
Puffy, when he was Puffy, he was the master of sampling.
Yep.
That kid from the 80s, that was his thing.
Yep.
And he didn't invent the remix, but he is the remix master. His best songs were remixes.
Yeah. Well, him and Jermaine Dupri, they're like the remix masters. Yeah.
The Only You remix. What was the, I'm trying to think of the big remixes. What didn't
Been Around the World?
Around the World was a great remix.
Yep.
Yep.
I Need a Girl remix.
Yeah.
In the cover, it's a song that's made and someone just does it again.
Yes.
And this is a shout out to my guy Chuck, because this is his girl. When Whitney Houston redid I Will Always Love You.
But that's what we started with.
Yeah.
Oh, you said that?
Yeah, no, that was the reason why we're doing it.
Yeah, that came out in 1992 today.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's her song. That is her song.
Well.
It's no longer a cover. That's her song. I would think she has the best voice of all time. I think Stephanie Mills over her. But Whitney Houston did to that song, she has men trying to imitate the high octave. Listen.
Do it.
We love it.
Do it, Aaron.
We love it.
Come on, man.
Hold on. Let me get it.
Okay.
Nope.
I will always love you.
Wow, not bad.
That's pretty good.
I mean,
well done, Aaron. Well done.
The modern phones with when you try to yell.
Yeah,
it
cuts it
Thanks.
Out. It cuts it out.
Go back to landlines.
The winner of next question today gets the Hess Toy Truck 2025 stock car racers, which you can buy at hesstoytruck.com.
Members of the delegation has also checked in.
Yes.
They wanted me to know my comment about we don't do bands.
Yes.
Completely wrong, even though it was tongue-in-cheek when I said
sure.
it.
Sure, yeah.
The most popular band from us, the Roots.
The Roots,
The Roots are a band.
Yes.
You had Living Color. I don't know if you remember them.
Mm.
They were a band.
Living Color?
You know Cult of Personality? It's somebody's walk-up song for the Phillies. Doesn't Schwarber use Cult of Personality sometimes?
Huh. Yeah.
That is a delegation band.
I didn't know that.
Absolutely, yeah. This hour, presented by...
Can't even make a joke.
Yeah, this is...
Oh, yeah? Yep. Okay. Oh, I haven't heard this. Oh, this is Schwarber's...
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. This was a big
hit.
This
is the Band of Brothers?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
My son does have a chance.
Yeah.
Let me give you some. You see if you know these bands.
Vernon Reed is the guitar player of Living Color. Great band.
Stone Age?
Queens of the Stone Age.
Queen of the Stone Age?
Yep. Good band. Good band. This is on Ike's son's YouTube.
Yes.
Dude, Ike's son's YouTube has three times as many subscribers as the Ricky does, probably more than WIP as well. Ike's son has a giant YouTube channel. All right, what else?
He's asked Pearl Jam on here.
Yeah, nice. I always sing Pearl Jam sometimes.
What is this, Pierce the Veil?
Pierce the Veil. That is way too heavy for you. But okay. Yeah,
he's into that, man.
Wow.
Yeah, he's into that.
Hmm.
Turnstile. Thornhill.
Turnstile is great. Turnstile is a new band. To the guy who produced Turnstile, Will Yip, is a Philly guy. He's probably listening right now.
Okay.
Turnstile, great band. What's the other one? Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill, you know.
Thornhill.
Oh, Thornhill. Thornhill, I don't know.
How about Sleep Token?
Sleep Token, I hate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're big.
Yes.
They sell out arenas.
Why asking what was the top rock band?
So Sleep Token, they wear like costumes and masks, and they go, you don't know who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting close to that at the house.
Oh, really?
I'm just saying. He's in there.
Oh, really?
I love him.
I wanted to like Sleep Token.
I love him, but he's, I don't know, man. He's diving off stages and stuff, man. I don't know, man.
I told you the one time I did that. I dove off a stage one time. So Trocadero, I'm doing a stage announcement. I'm working for YSP, and I'm fat at the time, 235, whatever I weighed. And I do a stage, and I introduce Andrew W.K., who was a, you know, sort of popular band at the guy.
That's a band?
Well, he's the singer.
Oh, okay.
It's a band, but Andrew W.K.'s Party Hard you might recognize. Anyway, so I introduce him. I think I'm going to jump into the crowd afterwards. And I stand at the edge of the stage, and I jump, and it parted like the Red Sea.
They said,
hell no.
Yeah, all went.
Not you, not you, big boy.
240, 235? Yeah. Nope. No way.
Nope. Yeah. Now, luckily, the jump from the Trocadero stage might be 6 feet off the ground.
Okay, wasn't so bad. Okay.
Yeah,
That's not bad.
This hour on WIP, presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, Sam Elliott, Landman, new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount+. 215-592-9494. Judy in Westchester, you're on WIP. Judy.
Like a Judy. That's our parents' generation.
Yes, Judy's. Yeah. Steve in Norristown, you're on WIP. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
What's up, Steve?
You know, Ike was saying it earlier. These next two games with the Eagles, if you win them, you're 8-2, and then you're going to have the tiebreaker over the Rams, the Bucks, the Packers, the Lions, and the Vikings. And you would be pretty well set up because the last seven games after that, three of them are against the AFC. So it's like these two, this is really like the big heart of the season. I like the moves that were done, but at the same sense, a caller said earlier, these moves need to be done because not enough was done in the off season. So I feel like it's kind of like putting a little bit of a Band-Aid on a wound. I don't know if it's going to be perfect, but also I wanted to ask you guys, with Brandon Graham coming back and the other three guys we just got, have they talked about the four players that they're going to be like cutting or putting on the practice squad to get them active?
No. Now, so one of the trades, they traded Mechie for Michael Carter II. So that one we don't have to worry about. But the Jair Alexander and Jalen Phillips, we don't know yet. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. Now, Ojulari has not played well and has been on IR, is on IR now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know who they're going to call.
I would imagine
they have $5 million into Ojulari, so I don't know if that's the...
And you may as well keep him.
Yeah.
Maybe Adoree? right?
Well, didn't Elliott throw out the idea of cutting A.J. Dillon now that Tank Bigsby's
here? And then bringing him back on, maybe you bring him back on the practice squad, and then
because nobody's probably going to sign him, yeah.
No, and he plays there, and if you need him, you can go and get him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Poor A.J.
Yeah, because he plays no special teams either.
Right.
At least Shipley is the kickoff return. Now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think to an extent you're right. They are Band-Aids on those problems. But here is the good thing about the Philadelphia Eagles is that every team has those, and we are a team that is at least attempting to fix those problems. So
that's a fair point. Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
It might not work. It might, you know, J.R. Alexander might be cooked, and you know, To me, aside from the fact that you're paying a third round pick, the Jalen Phillips thing seems like no lose to me. You know.
And
you need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing with the Phillips is, again, like, the only thing I quote unquote dislike is saying that, you know, it's a rental because you did the third round pick. But like what Ike was saying in like the first segment, basically saying that if he likes it here and he's 26, he might want to hang out here with this team. And knowing Fangio, too, I mean, I don't think Vic's going anywhere until he wants to retire.
Well, and here's the great thing. Even with his free agency coming up, he's not going to reset the market
for price.
So it'd be an affordable price.
Yeah, that is the concern is you don't want to commit big money to a guy that's had an Achilles and an ACL in consecutive years. And that was when we had John Jastrzemski earlier, that was his he said be careful
and
on
that's
that.
Legit. That's legit.
Yep. All right, Steve. Steve, for next question, you got a favorite cover song?
I do. How about Sounds of Silence from Disturbed?
Yeah. I don't love the cover. It's Depeche Mode. It Sounds of Silence, right? Is the original? Yes.
More bands from the delegation.
Yeah.
They're checking in?
Yep. Prince and the Revolution.
Absolutely.
That's definitely a band.
Yes, 100%.
Mint Condition.
I remember Mint Condition. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's on me.
Yeah.
Well.
That's on me.
Well, I didn't want to correct you.
Right. But now that we're here, like Jimi Hendrix should count in here, right?
Well, listen, now that we're here, you know, everybody's correcting me.
You have one throwaway comment.
I know my place.
You always forget how many people are listening.
Yep. A lot of people listen.
Like, hold on, what you mean? What do you mean no delegation has a band?
Yeah, headline. Black people don't have bands. Quote, Ike Reese,
former Falcon great. Yeah.
I just forgot, that's all.
And somebody else said this earlier.
We're really all those guys from the 80s and 90s, the Gap Band, all of them, they all played instruments.
All bands, yeah. George Clinton.
Yeah, just keep going.
Yeah.
There's a million bands, yeah.
In fact, the Jackson 5.
Well, it could be considered a band. Yeah, it sounds a band.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry about that, fellas.
But just while we're on the band conversation, a boy band is not a band. Like Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, not bands.
Mm-mm.
They're called boy bands, but they're not a band. They don't play any instruments.
That's
they're,
true.
Yeah. All right. Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 of 5?
Oh, come on, man. The best things that happened this weekend?
Oh, my. You're back.
Yeah, come on. What did Luke do on Friday?
Luke did 5 things I'm scared of.
Ooh.
Not that I'm scared of, that he's scared of.
Was you one of them?
It was number 5.
He was number 5.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fair.
Number 1 was Wemby taking over the league.
Ew.
Yeah.
Come on.
But he
don't do sportsy top 5s.
Yeah, he had a couple of funny
ones.
Yeah,
he had a couple good ones.
He did a good job. And every time I went to him, I got a, you rang.
Well, so yeah, you listened.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
So top 5 of 5 is the top 5 things that happened this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right.
We might have an update on Romo.
Okay.
I don't know, Jim.
215-592-9494. The top 5 of 5
is next. I was
waiting
for that yesterday, too. I was waiting to hear it.
Well, he's made a noise.
Yeah, always making noise.
That will break down.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.